Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And welcome into the Fan Morning Show pre-show for this wonderful Thursday. It's a Thursday. We're almost through the week. Collins Dunlap alongside no one. Chris Mackey's alongside no one as well. Jim Colony alongside, I don't know if Linda's there or not. Producer Matt, I know he's alongside no one, but in a weird way, we're all together through the power of technology. We're all working from home. Good morning to you, Chris. How is everything?
It's fantastic. How are you doing this morning?
I am great, and we will know momentarily via the text line, 412-928-9370, because I can't tell. I just talk, but I can't tell if the noise, if the sound is coming out the line a little bit differently. It was yesterday, apparently, and people, they'll tell you. I mean, that's one thing I found in radio. If you do something not, if you make a mistake or if you do something differently than it normally is, they will tell you. The people don't respond if you get it right a lot, or people don't respond if things are A-OK or as is. If you're wrong or make a mistake or something's different, they'll get on you. And yesterday, they were on us because there were thunderstorms and tornadoes, we found out, that moved through. And the line sounded a little bit different, a little more hollow. And, man, the text line lit up at about this time. You sound like you're in a cavern. You sound like you're in a tin can or whatever. Hopefully we got that rectified. So, again, I don't know.
Sounds,
I just talk.
It sounds better today. It sounds like it did before yesterday. So, maybe it had something to do with the storms and something with the connectivity over the Wi-Fi. I don't know. I don't understand this stuff. I'm a dummy. I just show up and talk. It sounds better this morning, though. So there, at least to my ears, I don't know.
It's funny, the tech guys, and they may get annoyed with me. I don't think they do because we all have a good relationship. But the tech guys will come in, and we love them. And we'll just say Ron and Vic and those guys, and they're not getting enough credit right now for keeping us on the air and the magic of what we're doing. I mean, they're just not the stuff that we're doing and the engineers and everybody. But I don't know if they get annoyed with me, but my stock answer is they'll come in and they'll say, like, when there's not necessarily a problem or they're just, like, troubleshooting or trying to figure out something, they'll say, well, you know, this drive here, the Marty or whatever, and they're talking in these terms. And they're going like, and it comes down this pod and you pull up this thing. And I always just say to them, I'll go, hey, guys, I'll be real honest. I try to learn as much as I can, but we got to remember, I'm just the guy who talks into the microphone. Like,
yeah,
that's it. When it's all said and done, that's all I am. And they're like, you know, you're right. Yeah. I try to grasp it as best that I can, Chris.
Well,
I can't. I can't do it. I'm not smart enough.
Well, I just feel bad because inevitably, Ron especially, will try to teach me something. Ron, one of our technical engineering IT guys, not Ron Cook. Ron Cook has never spoken more than four words to me and has no interest in teaching anybody anything, let alone me. But Ron, our IT guy, our technological guy, that's not a word, but we'll make it one, he will teach me something. And he'll be real good about sitting down with me and showing it to me. But the problem is, like, I don't retain it. Like, I got to go through doing something myself, like, three or four times before I retain that knowledge and how to do it myself. And he's a smart guy. Like, he does it once, and he knows how it's done. And like, I'm not that bright. Like I got to practice it over and over again in order to figure something out. And so like, I'll ask him again and he'll be like, well, you do that thing. And I'll be like, yeah, I don't remember what that thing is. I'm sorry. I even wrote it down here. Look, but I still don't remember how to do it. So, kudos to all those people keeping us on the air and keeping things going and walking us through our own technological issues when we have them.
Yeah, and we're not the – and, you know, I think that people have probably found out the importance of that's something to talk about on the pre-show because there's so many people working from home. I think that there are probably people in all walks of life, in all fields, like my wife included, she's working from home. Different people, the NFL people are about to find out in doing this draft. The value now, if they didn't otherwise know, in the tech people and the people that really are right now their lifeline to doing their job. They're keeping them sane in this crazy time, whereas and employed too. I mean, there's that. So it's really, they're guys or ladies or whomever you walk by in the office, and you're like, yeah, dial extension 41 if this comes up and you're having a problem with your computer. Well, they're a whole hell of a lot more than that. The tech people are, and we're finding out.
Oh,
right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah, this is their. This has been their time. They're working their rear ends off, but this has also been their time to shine. So, again, kudos to all those people doing it for not just our line of work, but like you said, for everybody's line of work, keeping those of us who are working from home going in a lot of instances. And you know, let me throw this out there too, real quick. The people who are helping, like I know there's like one dedicated IT guy, for example, for the West Jefferson Hills School District out this way. And so anytime there's been a problem, this guy gets like 73,000 emails from parents like, how come my kid's Google Classroom isn't working? And they've been great about, you know, trying to help. And I'm sure there's one guy like that or one person like that, I should say, in every district who's answering a ton of questions about how the kids are doing their online schooling, which for parents is tough. Like, we're not trained to be teachers, a lot of us. So any help, anytime we run into an issue, we crumble a little bit. And the people that are helping us with it are huge these days.
Absolutely. Speaking of huge, doing something huge cluster-wide, that means all the stations, KDK AM, KDK FM, that's us, 93.7 The Fan, WDSY, the country station, WBZZ, all of them, all of us, we're all doing this, right? 1020 KDKA, 93.7 The Fan, 100.7 Star, and Y108. We're all doing this on Tuesday. I want to bring you up to speed to this. And this is a talking point. It's not just, you know, a commercial, even though it's kind of both, but I want to tell you about this. So all those radio stations are going to broadcast throughout the day Tuesday. That's this coming Tuesday, April 14th, with hourly interviews, updates focused on the fundraising effort to support this need. And this need is this, the goal of Entercom Pittsburgh, that's us, to raise enough to feed 100,000 meals to individuals in the region. That's what we want to do. That's what we're going to do. We're going to have an all-day food drive, an all-day fundraiser. Radiothon to raise funds to purchase meals for Pittsburghers through Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. That's happening on Tuesday. Feed the Need Radiothon, goal of purchasing 100,000 meals to help displaced workers who are utilizing the emergency drive-up distribution sites. You see those big, long lines in Duquesne and in other places, as well as the food pantries in and around the Pittsburgh region. These sites are being used in an emergency role to increase unemployment seen locally because of all that due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So we're going to help them out on Tuesday. Virtual donations online, text to give, and over the phone. Tuesday, we're going to blow it out and help all these people. So just putting that in your ear now. We know it's tight times for a lot of people. But yeah. Every buck, every cent, every 50 cents, every dollar, every $10, whatever you got, it helps people that are really, really, really in trouble right now. So,
yeah, for those that can provide the help, it's obviously obviously needed in this time. You talked about it. We've all seen the video of the lines, the mile-long lines to go to those drive-up food bank sites. I mean, the number that jumped out at me that kind of puts a point on this is that this March, as compared to last March, the food bank distributed 1 million more pounds of food. And think about it, this didn't really start on day one of March. It was, we were about a week into March before this thing really started to hit. And that's something like a 540% increase in people coming to the food bank directly for food this year over last year. There are a lot of people that have been directly affected by this because they've lost their job, or whether it be temporarily or permanently. And we'd love to help those people that need it. And I think 100,000 meals, that's a lofty goal, but it's one I think we can definitely crush with the combined efforts of all the stations in our cluster and driven by us here at The Fan. I think we can do big things on Tuesday, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, we'll do it 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. on Tuesday. And we both know this guy, and I know him from other realms too, know him personally, Brian Gulish. He's the executive director of the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank. He gets it done. He really does. He works tirelessly, the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And he, in conjunction with us, wants to put 100,000 meals on people's tables to help them out. So we're going to talk this up. We're going to put it in your ear. We want to work with you and kind of eliminate those long lines if we can, and kind of be the go-between if we can. All right, back to the pre-show. I was thinking about something in producer Matt world. So producer Matt, real quick, when you come in now and no one's in there, has anybody like popped in and it scared the heck out of you? You know, when you anticipate being by yourself all the time, have you had that moment at all? Has anybody unexpectedly, have you bumped into the cleaning crew or anything? How has that worked out for you? Or do you know you're going to be by yourself the whole time?
Not the cleaning crew, but Paul Rasmussen on the AM side, it just came back this week. And so he's been kind of milling around a little bit, and he did pop in yesterday at the very end of the show, and it was startling to have that door open. And I forget what he was even talking about, something, you know, that we were talking about.
The Atlanta
on the show.
Jerseys. He sent me a message about, is that what it was? He hates them.
He does. He hates them. He agreed with our take that it looked like an XFL team. But it was so weird to see that door pop open, like, oh my gosh, it's a human being. It's happening.
Yeah, so that is that. Paul Rasmussen scaring the bejesus out of you. Paul Rasmussen, one of America's most he is exactly how he is off the air as he is on the air. Would you agree to that, Chris?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I'm trying to think of a way to put it. Like, all I want to use some kind of like dated cliche to describe the kind of newsman that Paul is, but I don't feel like it would be giving him enough credit for the work that he does. He is just, he's a consummate radio news professional's pro. Like, he is a pro's pro in that business, and he just is everything you can imagine in that regard.
But he has a sneaky quality about him. There's one thing.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
has that one thing. Here's that one thing about Paul Rasmussen. And people hear him on the AM. He's straight ahead delivering the news like that. Paul Rasmussen. KDKAM. He's the most straight-laced guy I know, except, and producer Matt can attest to this, we've caught him a couple times. He loses his mind over his fantasy football team. He loses his mind. Like, he'll be like, he'll go in and he'll do an update. He'll be like, oh, there was a two-car crash on the Highland Park Bridge. It looks to be like everybody is okay. Fire in Wilkinsburg this morning. Crews are on the scene. He'll come out, and it'll be a Monday, and he'll look at me and he'll go, that damn Aaron Rodgers killed me yesterday. Matt, can you attest how he loses his mind? It's ridiculous.
That's another thing he pops in and talks about. Especially, you know what really gets him are injuries. He cannot stand injuries. Just wreck
his
team.
He has like the temperament of a priest, and then he'll flip out about his fantasy football team. Those kind of people get me, and that goes to show we need sports back, because everybody is so married to the NFL.
Yeah, everybody's got an interest in it, right? I mean, even the great Paul Rasmussen.
Paul Rasmussen. I remember going one day, he was talking about, does he sit this running back? And it like threw me, you know that meme where the one guy does the face like, huh? Like, he does that, and yeah. like he smiles. I like, did that meme. I was like, Paul Rasmussen, is that deep into fantasy football? Man. Like,
he's deep.
He was way deep. He was like, oh, shit, is it a player protected league or not? And I was, he was just crushing all these terms. Man, you never know who you're going to get, Paul Rasmussen. But, fantasy. Now, what's the holdup on fantasy baseball right now? Are people drafting teams or not? I wonder about that.
We... We did. We have, you know, the same 10 guys in our neighborhood who've been in a league together, baseball and football, for God, almost a decade now. We drafted our baseball teams a couple, I'm going to say it was a week and a half ago now, because we figured, what the heck, let's just do it. Gives us something to do on a Friday night. We didn't get together. We all did it at home on our phones and laptops. But we drafted our teams, and I guess we'll just sit around and see if we play baseball now. And if there's an actual season, I imagine, then we'll actually all chip in our $50 like we do and then go about the fantasy baseball season. But, yeah, it's I would have been totally fine like waiting until we know if there's actually going to be baseball or not to draft teams too.
Speaking of baseball, to tell you about something else, today, this happens today, going to launch Virtual Pirates Game, right? That's happened on 937 The Fan's Facebook page. It goes on at 12:35 today, but there's a pregame show Craig Riley's doing beforehand. This is not on the air. It's on 93.7 The Fan's Facebook page. Check it out. Craig Riley's going to do it. First virtual Pirates game of the week. Craig Riley's going to have play-by-play, all of that, pre- and post-game show. It's played MLB The Show 20, PlayStation 4. First pitch is going to be at 12:35 today. The Pirates play the Chicago Cubs at PNC Park. Virtual game. So there we go. Go live, engage with your list, with all the listeners, with the people on it. This has been a hit in other markets. I know in San Diego, in New York, in different places. So be sure to check that out if you're home and probably home today, not doing much. So there it is, virtual baseball.
It'll be nice on what is going to be a cold, mostly cloudy, rainy day to have baseball, even if it's just MLB The Show and a simulation of the Pirates and Cubs. It'll be nice to have that, and I think we're going to try and do that every Thursday afternoon from this point going forward until I imagine we get real baseball back.
Now, because it's simulations and it's virtual, if Neil Huntington – they should have kept Neil Huntington around. No knock on, you know, the current general manager, Ben Cherington, but if Neil Huntington was around for this virtual baseball, 162-0. I mean,
except for those 8 simulations where things don't go so well.
You know what? You're right. You're right. 154-8.
Yes.
Pirates.
Yes. If there's a GM that wants to get in on simulation baseball, sim baseball, it's Neil Huntington.
What if somebody logs in and is like, this is Neil in New Hampshire? I think I could get on board with this.
This is the screen name, NH in NH.
Yes, right? I always
has commented.
Cecil in Cecil is an old caller all the time. Mm-hmm. I think Peter and Peters, one of those guys. Oh, man.
NH in NH comments. This team was really set up to do well by whoever the last general manager was. Great job to him.
Right, NH and NH. Virtual baseball, I'll kick your ass. No, really, I'll kill you at this. Anyway, Jason Mackey at 8 o'clock. Neil Walker, former Pirate, he's making his way with the Philadelphia Phillies, and his whole life just got put on hold, and he's a real interesting case. We'll talk to Neil at 9 o'clock because he's got something going on with the service time that he needs. He's a guy that's really good to talk to about this bubble situation because he's got a young family and just all that comes. And plus there was that, everybody has been replaying that Cueto game recently, and he was one of the players on the field. But there's a lot to talk about with Neil Walker, especially the current state of a guy that is a veteran that's just holding on for a last year or two. What are his thoughts about everybody going to Arizona and things of that nature? We'll talk to him at 9 o'clock, Mackey at 8 o'clock. We get underway in just a couple minutes. Right here, Fan Morning Show.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.